To learn more about U.S.-French relations and how they stand now, we're going to have a report from Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
In the last few months, France and America have been showing signs of rapprochement. President Chirac praised the Iraqi elections as a blow to terrorism. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was a big hit in Paris, where the French foreign minister referred to her as Dear Condi. And in an interview broadcast Friday on French television, President Bush said he looked forward to working with President Chirac. Bruno Tertrais is the author of a book on what France can expect from President Bush's second term. He says words and gestures have created the potential for a new relationship between Paris and Washington, but he doesn't expect a huge improvement.
The fundamentals of the relationship will remain unchanged. Turning the page means that the French are willing to drop their language and their opposition to the war in Iraq. This is what it means. But the history of French-American relations is so loaded, is so heavy with problems and crises that one can never completely turn the page.
But Guillaume Parmentier of the Center on the United States in Paris says the French-U.S. relationship has always worked better in practice than in theory. And much can be gained, he says, by close collaboration on building Mideast peace and fighting Islamic terrorism. Parmentier says that while there are disagreements on how to deal with the Chinese arms embargo and Iran's nuclear program, the U.S. can no longer afford to be dismissive of French and European opinion.
If there is a lesson to be drawn from Iraq, it's that the U.S. cannot do things by itself. It can win a war, but after that it needs allies. Who in the world will be as close to the Americans as the Europeans? No one. I mean, we are the only power in the making of any significance that can have not identical but compatible values with the United States. And therefore, the U.S., in a sense, has very little choice.
Even if the French and American governments improve their relations, that isn't likely to reduce the gulf between the two populations overnight. Since President Bush's re-election, many French people feel they no longer share many of the same values as Americans. This month's poll by the U.S. German Marshall Fund shows 65% of the French are unfavorable to the idea of U.S. world leadership. But not all of them. Florian Ingenhaus and Mathieu Rosy are students at Paris's elite Sciences Po University, where Rice spoke 2 weeks ago. They say they still think France's best bet is a transatlantic alliance with President Bush's America.
We cannot have a real partnership with countries like China and Russia. That's impossible. Well, the partnership with the U.S., even though for the time being it's just like it's pretty down, it still exists.
But it's strongly embedded. It's a highly structured one. So I think we should more focus on the other side of the Atlantic than on Russia or China, definitely.
Both Presidents Bush and Chirac have strong personal convictions and ideals which they will hold to, says author Bruno Tertrais. So perhaps the best that can be expected from tonight's dinner, he says, is that the two presidents will improve their personal contact and build mutual trust.
These two presidents were not made to understand and like each other. They are so different in terms of background, personal history, cultures, that they are really not meant to understand each other.
Being French, Tertrais suggests sharing a bottle of wine over dinner could go a long way toward increasing Franco-American understanding. But then, of course, President Bush doesn't drink. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.